Falava, and welcome to IQ Talanoa on Air. So grateful to be here with a panel of three of the most beautiful Indigenous queens.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
us. And to kick things off, we'd like to start with a gratitude round before we introduce our queens. And this gratitude round, queens, is just for you to share one thing that you are grateful for this week. And I'd like to, maybe Neil, you can kick us off. Cool. And then we'll just go around.
I love Sunday brunch. You know, we come home from Lokua, you know, that's the time where we sit around a table and a meal has been prepared, minus that green thing that's supposed to be, you know, just a decoration, and we actually get to have a feed.
Yep.
Then at the end, we have a good hour of just laughing it off. So I'm grateful for Sunday brunch with my families.
And what do you call Sunday brunch in our language?
Ko ngai.
Love, you're grateful for your
yes, family kōngai.
Beautiful.
You just roll into the bed and just take a good 2 hour sleep afterwards.
Or food coma. Yes,
yes.
Thank you, Matan.
You're welcome.
And Mele, what are you grateful for?
Grateful, although it's last week, but me and my husband had our 42nd.
Wow, Mele.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, we're still both that. Kicking and we're both still alive.
Woohoo!
So I'm grateful for that too.
Beautiful.
And what's your darling's name, Mele?
Tevita Hala.
We love you, Tevita.
Malo, Tevita. Thank you for surviving 42 years.
For the with queen, Mele.
Oh. And still together.
And
oh,
still
yes,
together
yes.
Forever. That's beautiful, Mele. And Katarina, what are you grateful for today?
Salo Falava. Grateful for so many things, the weather and also the tōnai. I don't have a love at the moment.
Oh,
to be grateful.
Everybody.
But actually being here is one of the highlights. Oh. I know it's a bit cheesy, but it's true. And it's really a privilege and an honour and blessing to be here, to be part of this amazing panel.
Yes, queen.
Thank you, queen. Beautiful. Well, we're the ones who are grateful to have you, Kat.
Absolutely.
And we'll hear a lot more from you later on. And Kara, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, it has to be the same thing as Kat. It was waking up this morning and being excited that this is the first of panels for Talanoa.
Absolutely.
Oh, how exciting. And then, you know, while we were thinking about it on the way in the car, I am so thankful my daughter found time to come in and absorb 2 meals worth of groceries with her partner this week.
Go, girl.
Love it. Share the love.
Share the love. I am so glad for her. We have an awesome relationship right now, and it's the way I want it to stay because she was a teenager not that long ago.
Wow.
Thankful.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thankful she's still alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, amen to that.
And on good terms, you know, when our girls are teenagers, they don't always come out wanting to be friends with us. So that's a wonderful thing to be grateful for. For myself, I'm grateful to have three queens who agreed to join us today and to share their beautiful stories with us. So
amen.
Thank you, Mele. Thank you, Katerina. And thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
So the topic for Talanoa today is IQWOF, Indigenous Queen, Warrant of Fitness. So, you know, ladies, just as we have to take our own vehicle in for a warrant of fitness check at least twice a year, at
legally,
least here in New Zealand.
That's what we're expected to
do. Legally, wink, wink. We should also be doing a warrant of fitness on ourselves, our spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and physical levels of fitness. Now, backstory, we had an IQ Talanoa breakfast catch-up late last year, Kara?
Out at Mangere, that's right.
Some beautiful cafe out there. And my friend Kara, our Queen Kara, talked about a warrant of fitness on herself. And I thought, you know, that why not?
That makes sense.
And so Neil and I are so excited to welcome to the studio today Katerina Fatupaito, Mele Lopasilatu, and Kara Sefuiva. Ladies, can I please ask you, beginning with Kara, to introduce yourself, like what would you want our listeners to know a little bit about you, and then we can dive into the Talanoa straight after.
Take it away.
Well, What do I want anyone to know about me? I am more than a work in progress. I mean, I'm a work of art right now.
You are sexy, friend. You just tell it.
What we're doing is we're just layering. We're putting that frame on. We're going for gold. We're getting a little platinum. So we're getting better. You know, from I'm heading towards a new best. So during the day, I'm a contract adult educator. I'm a mum, now single, and I'm a grandmother.
I am
happily acclimatized to my past life.
How do you spell that word? I need to learn that word. Acclimatized.
Acclimatized.
Acclimatized, that one, there you go.
Oh, you got it already.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, that's me.
Thank you, Cara. And we'll move on to Katerina.
Talo Falava. My name is Katerina Fatubeto. I'm in the fitness industry. I am a coach at the F45 Papatoetoe.
Wow.
That's right.
Powerhouse.
Try to be. Let's be real, you know. There's sometimes, you know, I like the lollies and everything, but, you know, just got to take care of yourselves. I think stay true to the sense of your purpose, really, physically. And so I do a bit of, I'm in the arts as well, doing a bit of acting when I can.
Wow.
But mostly my time is with the fitness industry. So I was a personal trainer at a couple of gyms and now currently working as a trainer at the or coach at the 45 Papatoetoe.
That's a hopping place, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're like, as you drive down East Tamaki, you can just see everyone go for gold. And I'm like, man, they are no shame.
It took a while. You know, it just took time, like progress. You know, they come in and they're quite shy, and everyone is. It feels intimidated.
Yeah.
And then I think once you kind of get over yourself and your fears, and you have some goals, which we'll probably all talk about, and in our whys, why do we do? You know,
of course,
go to these things. Why are we doing this?
Why do you submit yourself to such pain
exactly.
and agony?
But you love it. You cry sweat, and then you just kind of wipe it off and you move on.
Oh, I love it.
Amen.
Can't wait to hear more from you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's go.
And now the youngest one here.
Yeah, the youngest on the panel.
Mele.
Yeah. Tu pege hu whanga whata pu whai atu ka u. A tā ka te au ki whaata ki whawhiloaki. Ko ki ngā ko Mele Lopasla atu. I'm a professional counsellor working in two schools. Tamaki College and Auckland Seventh-day Adventist Church. Also at our Tongan Health Clinic Langmarie. I'm also a JP.
Yes.
Wow.
My husband asked me, how much do they pay you to become a JP when you work as a JP? I said, sorry, this is for free.
It's for the love.
Yeah, you can search me online. I'm there if you need help with any of these. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mele. I'm sure we'll hear more about your story as we go on. So, Neil.
Yes.
I have a question here to kick off our talanoa.
All right,
okay?
Let's do that.
So, ladies, this is open to anyone who'd like to answer in whatever order. In your experience.
Oh, hang on. Did you share your gratitude, Reen?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my bad.
For these beautiful ladies.
That's right. Okay. Us. Sorry, just checking.
One job to listen,
okay,
but not listening.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay. So,
too many lollipops right here.
Too many.
How important is it for the Indigenous Queen to consider a personal warrant of fitness? Anyone can open up.
Just looking at this car of mine,
the BMW.
The vehicle. Yes, yes.
Yeah, has been running for 65 years with no warrant of fitness.
Wow.
So when I heard of the topic, the panel topic, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I need to take my car in for a warrant of fitness because I can feel some screws, some needs to be tightened. Need to be restored, and I think I will do it, especially
now we have a queen from F45
talking about exercises and things. I would love to join 2021.
I
like what you say about your 65 year old vehicle. And my vehicle's 52 and it looks 102. Feels 102. So ladies, jump in. How important in your experience?
It's paramount. It's high priority, really.
Like we kind of look at it, you know, as our bodies, as temples or vehicles, vessels, tools. You know, we use this every day. We use it, our bodies, every day. Mm. And so we kind of have to give the respect it needs by, you know, the intake, what we put in our bodies.
Mm. That's true, just as much as that.
Just as much, yeah, totally. And we need to be able to keep moving, even past 40, you know, 50, 60, you still got to keep working. I mean, if you, there's a saying that says if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm. And that's in terms of muscle strength, getting up, walking, a flight of stairs without, you know, playing with your children, grandchildren, you know, things like that. So it's super important to be able to, it all comes together though, the mental, the spiritual and the physical all works together. So, yeah.
Awesome. Oh,
thank you, Melly. Thank you, Kat. Cara.
I consider it one of my highest priorities now, and if I could just go back a bit to where I heard about the Warren to Fitness.
Oh, yes.
So a couple of years ago, I inherited a life coach. He told me he was going to be my life coach. So I was at a point in my life where everything was heading downhill and going at great speed and picking up momentum. Mm-hmm. And he came into my life and he said, I'm going to be your life coach.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to do for you. And he put me through some tests. One was the DeMartini skills test. Mm. And it was a snapshot of where my life was at. And I got to read it again a couple of days ago. And I thought, you know, if I was reading this from a stranger, the place I was in then, I might call a suicide watch. I might call a suicide intervention. Wow. I would definitely be going, you should not be by yourself.
Wow.
And to take the snapshot now where everything is coming back into a place that I'm actually happy with,
in a good
with
space
where
now.
I am right now.
Awesome.
Wow. So my life coach... his life coach, so we don't have it all, so even life coaches need life coaches, and he's a wonderful Samoan man.
Oh, is he single?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, okay. No, sorry, I was just... sign me up, where do I find one? Okay.
You threw me.
My bad.
So his life coach suggested that he have a good, you know, look around him, because we're holistic beings, with the we've got to take care of the spiritual and all that, and he did... Mm-hmm. He did a list and he goes, I haven't done this. And it wasn't the just, you know, go to the gym. He had to consider more than that. Mm. And as he was speaking it to me, and looking me in the eye, I thought, I need to do a Warren to Fitness. Because this waka is 54 years old.
Right.
And it's in a serious need of an overhaul.
So
there are a lot of things, and it was more, it's more than going to the gym. There are so many things I put aside out of fear, out of I can't have anyone know this, or it's too embarrassing. It's no, I need to spend the money on the kids right now.
Yep.
And if I could find an excuse to put first before myself instead of taking care of things that are detrimental to the longevity of my life. Yeah, I found it. And, yeah, we've put a stop to that because I'd like to stick around a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, being a mum and a grandma.
Right. You know, enjoy as well.
I want to enjoy, what I've got going.
Wow. Thank you, ladies. Neil, did you want to...
Yeah, well, I love it how you said not to give excuses, you know, and then we all shared some numbers, which... could correspond, couldn't, not always correspond with our ages, but you know, when age isn't really, well, it just defines how long we've been on this earth, but age shouldn't limit you in any Warren of Fitness checkup. Hey, so what are your thoughts on that, ladies? How we can bounce around on the number spectrum?
I think with us queens, and with any queen, you go through growing stages and your needs will change and your body will change and the way you think will change and the way life happens to you changes, you know, more than two or three of those things. You might need to have that Warren to Fitness when you're 15. You know, we don't know what... 15-year-old life is different from what we had. 20-year-old becoming a mother, becoming a bride, becoming heartbroken, accidents, all of that. Things happen, and I think, you know, I wanted to teach my daughter, you've got to do a stock take on your life because so much has happened to you. I want you to be ready when the next thing comes along, that you're better prepared, that you found the tools that suited you, because they don't all suit everybody.
Right.
So I think, be prepared. Your age is, your phases in life, your stages,
And while Kate was talking, I was thinking of the 42 years I've spent with my husband, about the change we have to make to make it last long. So I think I'll take this warrant of fitness thing to our marriage life, or to anyone's marriage life, to see what the change and what can be done to make life easier and make marriage life happier. We need to do that as well. And I like the way you talk about the thinking, because thinking is one of the important part of our, what you call it,
our being.
Our being. Yeah, because if we, and that's the goal for me this year, is change the thinking positively, because when we change our thinking, then our action and behavior, or even the feeling, will change with it. So yeah, that's my goal for this year. Awesome. Is change the thinking.
The body achieves what the mind believes. Totally. That's one of the quotes that I always have to think. And in saying what these two lovely ladies have said, when I went to the gym, or I played sport when you were young, but then it was actually a heartbreak how I got into a gym. I just thought, I'm 40, who would want me now? I will go into the gym, and even if I don't complete my reps, I would sit there and sob. And it was a 24-hour gym, so it was kind of basically an escape, really, because it was like, well, who would want me now? Because he was a little bit younger. And so those kind of thoughts happen. And then eventually life changes, and then, you know, I found hypertension, I had to take medication, so it was more, now the focus wasn't about healing here, it was more of, okay, I need to get off medication, you know, and then dealing with endometriosis. So a little challenges along the way, it kind of, my focus on being in that place, whatever that is, if it's a class, a gym class to a gym, you know, it's changes. So, yeah, totally, it's just a therapy, really, for people. And yeah, mind, spirit, body, everything else. I totally believe in that, even if it's not a full-on CrossFit-y type of thing, more of a stretching or yoga thing, meditation, that kind of, that's where I how I train as well. It's not just full-on, you know,
on the physical side.
It's more the breathing, the stretches, doing some yoga when I can, like really control stress, so I don't get too, you know, with high blood pressure, hypertension, so I had to monitor, not be around too much negativity, how to handle like certain situations if I wasn't in that, how to handle and not get so
caught up in it, and
let it fester in,
and
analyze it, and then think, oh, and then that's when you start to
dip downwards,
and then your whole focus and your purpose changes. But yeah, totally agree with these queens have said about
I think with the age thing also, what we need to remember physiologically, our bodies are going to change whether we like it or not. You know, and different ages, different stages will bring different challenges, but also different blessings and experiences. So I like what you're saying, Kat, Cara and Mele, to, you know, kind of just do it for yourself, find that balance. And I love, Mele, that you're talking about the warrant of fitness for relationships, because it's not just a marriage, it can be between sisters, between parent and child, you know, even work colleagues. You know, you spend half your day with your work colleagues, and if it's a toxic, not healthy environment, what warrant of fitness work needs to happen?
Absolutely.
And also relationship, sometimes we care too much about relationship with others, but relationship with ourselves is the most important.
Or our family even.
And I remembered a few weeks ago I was getting ready to go to work and I just looked at myself in the mirror and I said, wow, she's so beautiful.
Yes, you are.
And I can hear my husband at the back. You know, he was saying, who are you talking to? And I said it again, louder. I said, she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And this time he was up, who are you talking to? And when he saw me, that I was concentrating on myself, he said, so I had to deflect it by thinking to myself, nah, I'm beautiful.
That's right. That's right. Oh my goodness.
And maybe that was like, yes, you are, of course you are.
But he won't let that say yes, yes. Oh my goodness.
Oh, ladies, my gosh. So, ladies, say there is a Warren a Fitness checklist. Mm-hmm. Just for the vehicle, you have to tick off, what would you want to add or put into this Warrant of Fitness? What do you think is important for Indigenous queens to consider putting onto their Warrant of Fitness checklist?
Well, let me start with all the things I'm
equipped. Can we have you a bit closer to the mic so I don't want to lose any wonderful thing you say?
I put aside smear tests. I put aside brushing. The smear tests have not returned good results, but I'm in such a good thinking space. I go, well, there you go. See, had you taken care of it? The physical checks that prevent the bigger thing from happening. It's always the little thing. The little thing that starts the big thing. So your teeth, your eyes, you know, check those things for goodness sake because they lead to bigger issues. And to go with the, your sight or your hearing. Or, you know, Lord forbid something happens when you start returning bad smear tests. Don't do it.
Right,
pop that up the list. Move it up the list if it's something you've been fearful of.
And fear is really your enemy, isn't it?
It's real. Absolutely real.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Cara.
That's good. Along those lines, blood test and go to the doctor and check. I think also finding ways to, in terms of your diet. We all know this. Everybody knows this.
That's a four-letter word. I don't like four-letter words.
I know, but there are actually nice food out there that is actually really good for you. And I think be more, what's the word, creative in the kitchen. I think you can kind of make certain foods using our food. We love our food and we love our ngā'o and the fried galore and the coconut cream, but I'm sure there are, you know, ways that we could try and still have a bit of that on our plate. And I also think I think learning to love yourself as well is a great thing, and also learn to love other, lifting up other ladies as well. Other queens, I think we kind of get a little bit precious. I think I'm just looking at social media. I wasn't brought up with social media.
Absolutely agree.
There's
a lot of
keyboard warriors out there and the very thing. So I think we just need to kind of stop doing that, whoever we are, in whatever way. And I think it's just trying to create that positive, you know, a little village around you that will just be there for you no matter what. I think that's really important as well. Physical, medical.
Because you don't need the 1.4 million followers.
You don't need that to justify how awesome you are. You are so right.
Just 13,000.
Just a small number. I love it when you said, look after others. Care for others. And there's a saying in the Bible that says, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Oh, amen.
But if we don't know how to love ourselves, then how can we love
absolutely
our neighbors?
Exactly.
So it's self-care too. What else? Mine, top of the list for this year, is my spiritual life.
Amen.
Last year, I was focusing on my work. I was so busy. So this year I need to bring my spiritual life to the top. I need that relationship with
with your Savior.
With my Savior. And I also brought a verse. Can I read my verse, please?
Absolutely.
1 Timothy 4, verse 8, it says, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come."
Mm.
And I love that.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. You know how, as we've just shared from each of you, we've tapped into what's important for our body on the checklist, what's important for our mind, a positive environment, and what's important for our spirit. Those are the key things that have come through from our panel. Absolutely. Was there anything else that, I mean, those really pretty much sum up everything that's around you, right? Is there anything that we're missing from this checklist?
I just want to revisit what Kat said about your four-letter word.
Oh,
D-I-E-T.
That's a bad word.
In case others are thinking it's another four-letter word.
Oh, right.
So how Kat said, you know, we can make nice, appealing food. I don't think it's so much the food as it is our self-discipline.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, I'm just speaking for myself, food is a filler. When I feel really stink or I just don't, I just feel really down, you know, I will take one scorched almond and 5 minutes later the whole box is gone. Because I'm not thinking of the food. I'm actually trying to fill up something that's has
missing.
Been lost
right,
or been
right.
hurt inside of me. So I'm thinking, and that comes into what Melia was saying about, you know, balance. In the beginning you talked about being a counsellor. You know, we have to find that love and develop that love, fill those holes within ourselves before it gets to the little things that Cara talked about that add up into sugar levels being so high, now I'm diabetic, things like that. So, you know, there are beautiful foods out there, but it's us to say one portion is enough, one kokosa more cup is enough, you know, really.
Yeah.
I've been to feasts where I see how many pigs on the table and all that.
Because we love our
wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
You go up and you fill your plate. No one forces you to have, you know, five servings or anything. You know, at the end of the day, it's you yourself.
But is it so hard? It is so hard.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's another two-letter word that is not my vocabulary, the N-O, like, no, I have to say yes, yes. So I have a question from one of our listeners. They want to ask the panel, you talk about learning to love yourselves. How have you, and I believe she's a 17-year-old, she listens, and you talked about an age at 15, you can do a Warren of Fitness. This is a 17-year-old listener. How have you learned to love yourself so I can try that myself?
If I think back to that time when I had a whole lot of things going on, I left home at 16.
Wow.
And I never went back. Things were so toxic, and at that time we didn't have the resources we have now. I didn't realize I needed an older queen that I could trust to tell me, no, you're beautiful. No, I value you. You've got value. You've got to hold on. You are important. You have a place here. To have someone give you value, to tell you about your value, you can't. Sometimes it's just not possible to drag that up out of yourself because you just don't know what to say. You need experience. You need wisdom, knowledge. You need that typical village to come for
positive
you and
village,
to lift you up and help you absorb that, because sometimes it's a little hard to absorb to know how awesome you really are. You have been masterfully created, but you need others to come, and you need counsellors, you need your fitness coaches, you need your teachers, you need wisdom, those holding wisdom that can really speak into you.
Awesome. Thank you, Cara.
Also, there's times where I'm, you know, as everyone, we're only human, we're not machines, and so there are times where I get I need a bit of a, hey, tell me, besides the social media, but I don't rely on that really. And you can follow me on Instagram.
Oh, right on.
But also there are times where I feel like I want to listen to some TED Talks. Mm. There's times where I want to listen to some hymns. Mm. There's times where I want to talk to my parents and listen to some stories or, you know, colours. Mm. There are certain, like, I'm at different levels of what I need.
Yeah, yeah.
And this here is just adding into the kite, you know, for myself. And so to learn myself, man, at 46 next month, and I'm actually okay. I'm good. And I think because we have so much of these things that can help us, we're so blessed at this time. And I think when you're a young person as well, besides all the challenges that you face, oh, man, it's just so, looking at, you know, opportunities and programs and people like this that, you know, that could help them.
Mm-hmm.
Writing, I know it might be cheesy and corny, but even writing little things on post-its around the house.
You're beautiful saying that to yourself every morning.
Wear your favorite, whatever it is. If you're a lady over a certain age, you can wear makeup. Then, you know, favorite lipstick, you know, or, you know, 17, something that kind of makes you feel beautiful, and it doesn't have to be in a makeup form, something, you know. Or a word that you say every day. Like, even before this, I was a bit nervous, so what I had to do was lie down and play some meditation or just something calm to kind of go, okay, I need to focus on what I need to, because it's an Isiala energy I'm giving here. It's totally different to what I was doing, like, a couple of hours ago on the phone, you know. For so sure. Giving that respect. So, I think it's just knowing, as we know, through experiences in life, knowing your worth, finding people and things and places that make you feel to recharge, really. So
beautiful.
Find that charge cord and recharge yourself. Positive energy.
Melly, as a high school counsellor, I'm sure this question is a common one for you.
Yes, it is very common. If you're still listening out there, can you repeat this after me? I am smart and cool, and no one can take that away from me. You can change the smart and cool. I am beautiful and loved, and let no one take that away from you. And again, I want to emphasize on thinking. Eh? Whatever comes to you, change your thinking, positive or be creative. Change the thinking, because your feelings depend on your thinking.
Okay.
And your action depends on your feelings and your thinking. So please, I encourage you to say to yourself, I am smart and cool. And let no one take that away from me. Love you.
Yes, darling. Yes, darling. If I think it's when I was 17, this is also to the 17-year-old, I was in love. I still am in love with Sylvester Stallone. So even though I wasn't allowed to have, pictures up on the wall and stuff like that, every morning before I went to school, I was like, okay, honey, I'm going to school now. I'll be right back. You know, so I had someone to come home to, even though, I couldn't stick him on my cap. But when you open yourself up to whoever it might be out there, the youth are loving BTS and a whole lot of K-pop and stuff like that, or your anime character, it's great to... If you're not ready to love yourself quite yet, but you love something, then connect yourself to that something and know that they'll be there when you come back to that space.
For sure. Yeah, I'm thinking, as you're all talking, everyone has had a valuable gold nugget. I was thinking when I was 15, 17 as well, I was the oldest. And like you said, Cara, there were no resources like what we have today. I had no one I could turn to, nobody. I did not feel loved. I did not feel respected. I was little boy Mimi. If I tried to ask mum and dad something, and it was taboo to ask about sex, taboo to even talk about another race in a relationship, interracial relationships.
Yes.
So we were shut down very quickly. So where did we go to for information? Our friends.
Exactly.
And whatever they told me, I thought, it doesn't sound right, but I'm learning because I'm not learning. So for our 17-year-old listener and anyone else out there, if there is at least one person that you can trust, or one person that you think, you know, respects and loves you, who is older, talk to them.
Mm.
And also, there may be people in your life, whether it's relatives, whether, you know, we're told to respect our elders. And sometimes that's not always possible, because they might be the abusers, they might be the toxic people in your life. Sometimes we need to learn that it's okay to say, actually, I don't want, you know, to talk to that person for now. I don't have any energy to deal with that person. And if your parents are not on board with that, then we have people like Mele. We had Wonder Woman night last night with another friend of mine named Mele, and she's on a telephone counselling service. All these resources that are possible today because of technology that weren't possible 80 years ago when you and I were kids. So, you know, that's another resource.
Many dinosaurs ago.
Many lots of resources. So thank you, ladies. I hope that helps. And
yes.
Keep bringing in your questions.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Neil?
All right, so a question to the board. In your experience, what stops the eye queen from focusing on her self-care? Because we've talked about what is really good about putting down our warrant of fitness or giving every 6 monthly check, but what are there some barriers to having queens take care of themselves?
In your experience.
Yeah, in your experiences.
No, not motivated enough. No time for themselves. Always the which is fine. Family, church obligations, responsibilities, you know, all of these other things, and then them last.
Yeah.
Could be can't afford it. Just a lot of things. Knowledge, really. Unsure what to do. Fear. And looking and comparing themselves to people when they go past the gym and think, oh, wow, they're going hard out.
Yes, that was.
Maybe not. But, yeah, I think that's mostly what I hear. And judging themselves, really, and think, oh, I'm not going to be those people. Or looking on media and seeing people, looking at media, people's stories, and seeing them doing things out there with somebody and blah, 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 and you're sitting there going, maybe I'm not going to go here, or I don't have, like, have all the goals and reasons why, a lot of whys.
Excuses, eh?
That's it. A lot of excuses.
But some of these excuses are very real to
totally,
the person, eh?
Totally real.
So
And I think, some of them are food. Yeah, man, food is a big thing too. And it's mostly 80% of your diet. I mean, sorry, weight loss or fat loss is food, the intake you have. So it's knowledge, really, because I always believe in balance. Have that balance. You can have a little bit of nice... bit indulging, that's kind of what I hear
a lot. Thank you, Kat. Awesome. Ladies?
Negative things that cling from the past and are there. I remember this one that just kept coming up, why I didn't go to these checks. Well, you know, you're not a model like your sister.
Okay. Putting yourself down, eh?
I had that directed at me several times. And I go, well, I didn't want to be a model, but it hit, and it just dug, and I go, right. And over time, that intensifies. So and knowing that you've got to do something about something, because out there you're looking, and in your mind it accelerates, these people are beautiful, I shouldn't be standing here, I don't look right, I'm not going to smile, because... yeah, I've got yuck teeth or something like that. I'm too big. I'm not going to wear this. All manner of things. And just over the years, it just intensifies. The longer you leave it, the more space for those things to take root.
Yeah. It's that festering you were talking about earlier, Kat. Yes.
And then you suddenly a little too weak to uproot it without help. But I love how you brought a scripture, just as it was coming up to this wonderful time we're having. One of my favourite scriptures is from Jeremiah, and it is the Lord, he says, I loved you first.
I loved you first,
and it's been sitting on me. Somebody loved me first. They didn't require anything of me, it's just I loved you first. saying.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Can you ask me the question again?
The question is, what prevents an eye queen from focusing on her self-care?
Yeah, for me, as I said last year, I was too busy working for others, putting others first. I need, this year I had planned to cut off some work or some things, yeah. And going back to when I was 15 years old, I was so passive that I let other people walk all over me. I can't say no.
Yeah.
I'll just say yes. Just to please others.
Yeah.
And then when I go home, I'll give myself a hiding because of not being able to say no. Mm. So that's what I encourage others to, even the young ones.
To learn to say no.
To learn to say no.
And that it's okay.
It is okay to say no. There's so many stories behind this. But it's either you're passive, you're aggressive, or you're assertive.
Mm.
But assertiveness is recommended. Say, when we speak assertively or we talk assertive to someone, you're so straight up, but they can feel the love in there. You're not putting themselves down. You just, speak with love and gold focus. That's all they need. So I'm going to be assertive more.
Oh, right on.
And
right
say
on.
No and say yes.
If yes, I love that.
According to my need.
Me too.
And because of time, you know, people can also look up these things assertive, you know, online or talk to someone to define it more for them. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the expectations people put on you.
Yes.
Oh, you know, you got time, your kid's little, you can afford to give 40 more hours to this particular thing I want. Not what you want, but what I want.
Yeah.
And you are driven by other people's expectations.
That's right. Before I became a JP, I went to this office because I want them to help me. Then I asked the lady, how can I become a JP?
Oh.
She looked at me, she said, you must have a qualification before you become a JP. Then I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to be a JP.
Empower you that way.
Others put you down. Let that be a stepping stone.
Exactly. Right.
Off you run.
Yes. Bounce off that negativity to the positive.
Cool. I like that. Very nice.
Okay, I've got another question here, unless you wanted to add something, Green.
No, please, come through with the questions.
So there's no age to this question. It was regarding how can I choose good friends that will help my warrant of fitness? So I'm thinking it's also a teenager. How can I choose good friends that will help me with a warrant of fitness? So good friends. I mean, you talked about positivity around you. We don't want friends that will drag us down, but how do you define a good friend? I mean,
how they
do you
treat
help?
Themselves. You have a look at your friend and you see how they treat themselves. Oh, that's how I would. I like how she takes care of herself. Doesn't have to be this, the hair, but how she is, what she says. Also, it's all the whole package. I think how she presents herself, takes care of herself. Language, how she treats people as well, because that all comes into building your small circle. It doesn't have to be big, a small circle of good, wholesome people that are kind of driven the same or have the same sort of mindset as you.
Cool, good, wholesome people with same mindset, eh?
Yeah, and if they don't take care of themselves I'm just trying to find examples of.
I'm thinking of myself. I'm in the 50s. No, I'm almost 50. I can't wait till I'm 50. But, you know, with that, the friends that I would think I could rely on are the ones that are true to me.
Exactly.
Like, if I'm walking out the door and I've got toilet paper stuck to my shoe, they would stop me and say, sis, there's something on your shoe. You know, not rather than let me walk down the street and I've still
I'd
got that.
I'd let you walk down the street.
or give you advice.
They would be real.
They don't want you to make yourself, you look stupid.
Right.
They will say, you know, honestly, that, you know, New Zealand Idol, nah.
Girl, don't
just
do it.
Just keep dreaming. Don't leave your day job.
some lessons to. But and all jokes aside, but yeah, that type of, like, friendship that you need, because those are the people that are going to tell you or when you go through things, they're going to tell you what's
tough
up, or
they're going to
tough challenges, and tell you that you're beautiful and be there for you, and go, remember, you need to do that smear that you were talking about, such and such.
I'll even come and hold your hands,
type of friendship, I think, more. Because then that's when you know that beauty comes out. I know it's a bit cheesy, but it is true when you're at an age where you think, you know, true friends, what comes in here, what they believe in, their views, whether it's political or whatever, you know, all of these things come into effect. But that's how I that's how I see the world differently. When you're older, you see things differently.
I don't know whether this saying is related to the question, but there is a saying that your choice is free, but then the consequences of your choice is not free. So look at your friends. What consequences? You can see if they are good, if they will become good consequences, good friends. But if you go through with them in some hardship of things or of the consequences, please, that's how you know who your good friends are.
Oh, I like that.
Right, I like that.
Can you say that one more time?
Choice is for free.
Choice is for free.
But the consequences of your choice is not free.
That's very deep, very profound. We should have that up in I'll have that up in my school building. Yes, because kids, you choose to be in school. Yeah. Anyway, that's great.
Did you have something to add, Tara?
The way I pick my friends, I like to keep it really tight. You know, I don't need the Facebook numbers. You know, I need friends that understand the kind of person I am and my sense of humour. I've been told everything from, there's something wrong with you, all the way up to, you've got a real dry wit. Okay. Well, you know, at least it's dry. But to understand, like, I think funny things as I'm hearing things like, you know, positive things like, oh, your neck is beautiful, I could put my hands around it because you're annoying me. But I'll do it in that way because, you know, to me that's funny and it just breaks it all down and let's get real. I'm not perfect, but I got to know that, you know, if bad times come, we can roll and we can have a few laughs while the tears are coming down the face.
For sure.
I got to know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is one thing just for the person who posted that question. Thank you so much. One thing I've learned in my 52 years, I wish I knew when I was a teenager, is see how you feel around the person you're with. Do you feel enlightened? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel happy? Do you feel excited to be here? Or do you feel drained? Do you feel used? Do you feel ignored? And that might be another measuring tool. I mean, you know, you might be a very young person. So for now, you know, just embrace who your friends are. But like Melly said, I think, how can you love someone else if you can't love yourself? Mm-hmm. So be a friend to yourself first. And then you should know by that how to measure, you know, true friends elsewhere.
Because friendship is important, you know, especially if you are, actually, no matter what your age is, you always want to have a companion beside you. And all of, if you've only got one follower or if you've got a million followers, it doesn't matter. It's
I look at Mele, Katerina and Kara. You know, we don't meet every day. We're not on the phone every day. And I have the most beautiful friends who are like that. After a year or 2 years, we have not communicated. We meet up somewhere, even spontaneously, and it's like we just left each other the day before. That's how I measure my friendships, by how they make me feel, whether or not we've been in constant contact.
True. So
thank you for your question. Awesome. What a beautiful question. Yeah. So we have 10 minutes, ladies, so Neil will keep interviewing you with the questions, and we appreciate your beautiful uplifting responses.
Awesome. So here's a question. Has 2020 highlighted the importance of a Warren of Fitness for you as an Indigenous queen? You know, last year was a challenging year. Is it because it was so challenging that, you know, you needing to be self-care or why do you think, I mean, I guess the 2020 year challenging, how you got yourself through that year? How did you warrant a fitness? Oh, if not, today's the only time you've started thinking, oh yeah, I do need to take better care of myself. Any thoughts on that, ladies?
lots of thoughts.
Oh, okay.
It's a mixture of things. You know, we had a pandemic. I thought, at home. And suddenly you're looking at all these books. I've got 36, 40, 50 books by my fireplace. I haven't read one. I read them all during COVID.
Wow. Good on you.
Why am I stacking all this stuff? I haven't done a single thing with them. I haven't done a single thing I liked. I haven't progressed to where I'd hoped I'd be. And it took a pandemic, a bit of a lockdown, and some overwork to kind of, this is not working. Mm. Need to do something. Need to change. Because I've got X amount of years left. Okay, I'm not really enjoying my time. And it wasn't until the Warrant of Fitness embedded itself and I started actively doing something about it that I could get to a place where I go, I'm okay, I'm happy. I'm happy as. So I can work with this. It took a bit of a COVID to kind of be locked in the house, look around and see.
So it gave you a kickstart, didn't it?
Yeah, to see a garden that hasn't been done because it was my best friend's playground. And when he passed away, the garden
was neglected.
Wasn't touched. I wasn't going to touch it. So now it's time to, you know, that's part of my warrant of fitness. This is his playground. Look what I've done. I've let it go. What's wrong with me? Yeah. I kill plants naturally, but I've got to make an effort. Okay, I am the Grim Reaper of horticulture. I'm not going to deny it. I don't know who I am.
I'm there.
So before we move on to Kat and Mele, can we have your personal... Would he mind his name being shared? Or
he wouldn't mind at all. I did ask permission. Peter Apollo.
Peter
is my life coach.
Thank you, Lisa. Look at what you've done for our queen. Love or helped her to.
Thank you.
We love you, Peter.
Yeah. We do.
Absolutely.
Kat Millie, thoughts?
I liked it. I liked it. I think it just got me to slow down and just really evaluate the same as... it's Cara, just to kind of see, shucks, what have I accomplished? Have I done? But I was blessed to still work, so we did Zoom classes. So I still kept fit, at least fit. And it was just nice to just be still for a bit. Went a bit crazy with flatmates, but it was to the point where I moved it on the left, and the person wanted to move on the right. Yeah, but you got to know yourself, and you got to know the people that you were living with.
Absolutely.
So it was a good testing time.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Kat.
I've got two things on my agenda where I want your help. You know, on my plate is my mum. She's 86.
Wow.
And my husband, he is 70. And every day I'll go work, then I'll come to mum, but my heart and mind is with my husband.
Right.
And when I'm with my husband, my heart and mind is with my mum. So I'm so grateful that my niece and her husband are with my mum now. It's kind of taking off
the burden. Pressure. Yeah.
And I still have to do my rounds.
Yes.
Because I can't weigh them, which one is important.
They're sounds both like you're stuck in a triangle, way.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, with all the jobs I'm doing in the centre.
So what are you asking? Because you said you wanted our help.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're just sharing it.
Yeah.
But that's hard. As a Pacifica queen, our parents, and if you're with somebody, our significant other, become our world, you know.
But how can I have a warrant of fitness around that area?
That's a good question.
So then it's priority.
Yeah, it's balancing time, eh?
Would you say to a client who came and asked you that with the same scenario? What would you say if Kat came and said, my husband on one side, my mummy on the other side, and work is my triangle. How can I have a warrant of fitness for myself? What would you say? One thing you'd say to Kat.
Kat, breathe.
In
and out. And God will guide you.
Oh, right.
So that's when I take everything to God. And I'm sure he will strengthen me to do what I do. So
So because maybe he that's loved why you
spirituality
first.
Spirituality is right. one of your yes. So yes. priorities.
So key. Yeah. True.
Beautiful movie.
Wow. Oh,
thank you.
See, I didn't think of it until you asked me the question.
And that's why we're here, to share.
That's right.
Enlighten, uplift. Did you ask me as well, or just for our panel?
Yeah, go ahead, Ren, if you've...
For 2020, highlighting the importance of a warren of fitness, for me, absolutely. Except I hide in doing things for others. That, to me, gives me joy and energy and everything until I'm by myself. And then, like Kat said, you know, you have a lot of time to reflect on yourself. And then I find the next project to help somebody. And that's what I did in 2020. I cancelled all of my goals because I was stuck at home. And I was not in a good place during 2020. But to help others, that just gave me purpose of life.
Yep.
Now I'm in 2021. I'm back on track. But I think it's everything you've said, to find balance. And I just, something else has come up to me. There's a little girl inside of me, and she's been there since she was 6 or 7, when she was sexually abused. And growing up as that little girl, you know, you talked about someone saying something about, you're not your sister who's a model. And that little girl is still there. And she still, she heals, but then something will trigger her and she'll go back to being that 6 or 7 year old little girl. So a lot of it, I think, is also finding that balance in yourself to say, you're not a little girl. I mean, I'm here now. I'm going to protect you, little girl, and do whatever I need to do to protect you. And that little girl, you know, she's probably in all of us at whatever age. But we are who we are today because of what this little girl has survived. So I think it's so important that we dismiss any negative in our world, whether it's people, whether it's ainga, whether it's X's or Y's or Z's. You know, we focus on ourselves. I love that you have said, you know, Kat, you've talked about food, you've talked about physical, you've talked about mental health. Mele, which is something that Pasifika goes, no, I'm not mental, but it's not about that, eh? It's, yeah. But sorry, we're running out of time, but thank you. Neil, can I just ask the ladies to give us, so we've had a feast here, we've had a real kōngai here.
Oh, yes.
Of amazing, beautiful energy and stories shared. What is something you would like the listener to take away? Something that you would like to share for them to wrap up and take away to save for later? And that's from for each of you, please. And you too, Neil.
All right.
Yeah, so, Kara, you'd like to go first?
So many things. Actually, I was thinking of an anecdote with my daughter, and it always comes up when you ask questions like that. I was in the place where she works, which is over in Manukau, Westfield, and I was trying on some pants. And I said, oh, these look ugly. They're horrible. They make me look so big. And she looks at me and she goes, you know all your flaws, so of course you're going to look at them. Just you're beautiful. It looks amazing. See it the way I see it. And get someone in your life that sees it, you know, sees you all up. You know, you're too busy knowing your flaws. Right. You know exactly where to look for your faults.
Love that.
Get someone in your life.
Oh,
get
many
in your life that see past that and they see the immaculate, awesome being you are.
I love that.
What's your beautiful daughter's name again?
Shiloh.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Love that. Absolutely love that. All right, Kat, you're up.
Everyone's shared a scripture. There's a line in a scripture that says, by small and simple things, great things come to pass.
Amen.
And that's not just in a spiritual term, and all, you know, appreciating yourself. It just, even if it's saying in the mirror that you're beautiful, even if it's something like you need to go to the doctor and check, it's just making that step. And I think it's just consistency. And that same with the physical, walk around the block if you can't afford to go anywhere. You know, find a couple of playlists, songs on a playlist. You can walk it all the way out,
or even in your garden.
In your garden, pulling weeds out, that's still an exercise.
Right, right.
Walking flights.
Get in that garden, Cara. That's what she's telling
but
me.
I'm just saying, you don't need a massive, to be in a massive gym where all the people and lights and everything and vibe. You could just start small and work your way to it.
Amen.
Thank you, Kat.
Amen. I just want to say that you're so beautiful out there. You're valued. You're loved. And I just want to end mine with my same text. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8.
For our listeners out there, I would want to say that all that negativity that's out there, I know it's there, but you've just got to try and, you know, shake it off. But more importantly, know and understand that you are beautiful, because God does not make ugly. All right, darling, you are beautiful, you are gorgeous, you are a queen. Thank you.
I can't help but giggle when I hear that, you know, you are beautiful. I have lupus, so I belong to the support group online. And one person posted a thing where she said, someone asked me at church how I'm feeling, and I said, oh, I've been really sick, blah, blah, blah. And the lady said back to me, honey, don't worry about it. You are so beautiful in God's eyes. And the lady with lupus said back to her, I'm not ugly. I'm sick. I'm not feeling well. So sometimes, you know, I think we have to be careful that we're responding, we're actually listening to what was said to us. And I'm feeling really sick. Oh, but you're beautiful in God's eyes. But I'm not ugly. I'm sick. Just sick. So listening is a wonderful skill.
Key. Very key.
Absolutely. Neil, would you like to read what's coming up on the next
show? What's coming up in the next show? Join us on Sunday, the 24th of January, 2021, when we will tell Anor about the return to school. Those of you going back to school. You'll hear the experiences, concerns, expectations, stories, and excitement of Indigenous Queen students, parents, and educators.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, and that's in 2 weeks' time.
So make sure you get your Warrant of Fitness before we have our back-to-school talk, right?
And we'd like to thank our beautiful Queen, Cara.
Yes, yes, Cara.
Katerina. And Millie. And to go out, we'd like to just play a song. I've chosen one that I remember as a child.
Can
and
we dance?
You can dance. You can do whatever
we'll
you want.
We'll just make sure we're not on the table.
And ladies, the song is something that you guys are...
Do we know the song? Oh.
This is for you, ladies.
Oh, yes.
We know the song.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone. Say bye.
Bye. Love you all.